Harlem Post.
Yes, sir, and we dedicate this hodgepodge of comedy capers, ladies and gentlemen, to that ambiguous and mystifying term used so much in modern business, escrows. We couldn't find a song to go with this title, so the Varsity Three, who claim that most people don't know any more about escrows than we do, are going to grab hit or miss from their vast repertoire and render for us, whether we like it or not, we're in the money.
We're in the money. We're in the money. We've got a lot of what it takes to get along. We're in the money. The sky's the sunny. Oh, man, depression, you are through. You've done us wrong.
We never see a headline, but a bread line.
Today, today.
And when we see the landlord,
we can look that guy right in the eye. We're in the money. Come on, money. Let's spend it, lend it, send it, rolling along.
And now we present a couple of brilliant babies who think that escrows are those dummies that stand out in cornfields, only we spelled it wrong. They're in business, but haven't used the famous alibi as yet. You know, as soon as I get my money out of escrow, I'll pay you. Oh, boy, they'll find out. Presenting for your edification and amusement, Lovey and Lil, the beauty operator and the girl from the dress shop.
Well, you're home early tonight.
Yeah, the new Paul Walker brought me home in his car and kissed me goodbye.
Yes, dandy. What did you do?
I screamed at the bottom of my voice.
I suppose his wife doesn't understand him, hmm?
No, he thought he'd married a cook, but she turned out to be a can opener. What are you reading?
The funniest letter I got today. You see, when I was working that time at the circus, I saved my money and I bought me a house.
I never knew you'd work in a circus.
Yeah, but not for long. I had to quit, you know? I kept falling over the elephant.
So you bought a house. What happened to it?
Seems like the escrow Indians took it over.
How come?
Oh, I don't know, unless it was on account of that trip we took to Chicago last summer.
Now, what could that have to do with it?
Don't you remember? I wired for a reservation.
Clear as mud. Gee, honey, I'm hungry. What's for dinner?
How many chops were there in the icebox last night?
Why, two, of course.
Why? Well, the darn dog got away with yours.
Well, if it's any news to you, you're not eating a bite tonight. I saw that lunch you put away today.
Now you're going to start living my life for me. Well, what you got in your hand? What's the package? What is that?
Oh, I brought you a present. You should have had it last Friday.
What is it, a fish?
Oh, it's a fish. Don't always be thinking of your stomach.
Well, if I don't, who will?
Awesome.
Go on, tell me, honey. Well, what you got there? What you got in that package?
Well, it isn't anything you can eat, but it is good for your stomach.
I can't eat it, and it's good for my stomach? I can't imagine it.
No, you couldn't. Well, I'll tell you what it is. It's a new three-way stretch.
Listen, friendship has a limit, Lil, now. You can't stretch my stomach three ways.
No, lovey, this is a new foundation garment, and it stretches you three ways.
Well, I'm not going three ways. I'm only going one way, straight ahead.
Yeah, and at the rate you're eating, your stomach will get there way ahead of you.
Come on, shut up. Let's talk about the three-way stretch. Is that it? Is that it?
No, lovey, just jump into it.
Now, what do you mean, jump? Jump. I couldn't even get my foot into it.
You don't put your feet into it, lovey. It goes on over your head.
And over my head. What are the tassels for?
Those aren't tassels. They're supporters.
Are they supposed to support me?
Yeah. Don't you love the color?
Yeah. Baboon pink.
With this garment, lovey, you'll have perfect figure control.
Listen, I don't want to control anybody's figure.
No, not even your own. Where's your ego?
Over there with Grandpa. Listen, I'm hungry. I haven't tasted food for a month.
Well, you haven't missed anything. It's the same old tape.
I haven't the strength to cope with that midget corset.
Well, you hear this. You'll wear it if I have to pour you into it. I put one big blimp into one of them today.
No kidding.
And to my arms ache, when I took this job selling women's ready-to-wear, I didn't know I had to be a wrestler.
Well, just because you're in the women's ready-to-wear, I don't think I'm ready to wear anything you bring home.
You'll have to take off about 60 pounds before you're ready to wear anything.
Maybe I better start getting dinner, huh? Aren't you hungry?
No, and neither are you. Are you?
Well, tell the truth, love.
Are you?
All right, why?
Are you hungry?
No, and don't leap at me like that. Gee, ever since they started calling the dress department the gown saloon.
Oh, lovey, get your mind out of the beer parlors. Not saloon. Salon. Be refined. Oh, what's the use? You're hopeless. I think I'll go take a fall.
There's no hot water, so you'll have to take a bath.
All right. Skip it. I'll dash over to the dentist and have a tooth filled.
With what?
Why, with gold, of course.
All right, well, you're gone. I'll put a little meat in all of mine.
You will not. You'll not eat one bite. You've got me worn to a nub watching your diet. Don't you dare eat a bite.
All right, control yourself. You'll break your stitches. And I've lifted your face for the last time this week.
Oh, boy, oh, boy. That's what you'd call a couple of L.O.M.s, lots of mama. And now as Lovey and Lil wend their way back to their respective emporiums, I said respective, we'll hear from three Harmony hotshots who care not whether the sun shines or the rain falls, whether the snow snows or the sleet fleets. They're all hail fellows, the Varsity Three, and no matter what the weather to them, it's wonderful weather for love.
See that window blowing round the door, I hear it moan. I don't mind that old wind anymore, I'm not alone. Ah, it's hot, it's cold, it's hot. Let's get together, it's wonderful weather for love. It's damp, it's dry, it's damp. It's crazy weather, it's wonderful weather for love. Or say you can't come over, don't be silly. In your baby's arms is never chill, chill, chilly. Outside it's ice, inside it's nice. Let's get together, it's wonderful weather for love. Ooh, ah, I love that wintry season, and I got a darn good reason, ooh, ah. Pay attention and I'll tell you why. When December breezes start to moan, you can hear me tell my sweetie on the phone. It's hot, it's cold, it's hot. Let's get together, it's wonderful weather for love.
It's damp, dry, dry, damp. It's crazy weather.
It's wonderful weather for love.
What, you say you can't come over?
Don't be silly. In your baby's arms, it's never chill, chill, chilly. Outside it's ice, inside it's nice. Let's get together, it's wonderful weather for love. Jingle bells, while the others freeze. In the parlor, we'll be sitting on each other's knees. Jingle bells, while the others slay. In the parlor, by the fire, we'll be making hay, hay. Ooh, ooh, what's in love, little luck at all? Let's get together, it's wonderful weather for making love.
Thank you. Thank you, boys. Thank you. And now we come to a pair of skates who say they've never been in escrow, but have been in hock most of their lives. They don't claim to have much talent, but certainly have plenty of nerve. A man took one look at them and then invented the merry-go-round. The dramatis personae of this little offering are none other than those two good-time Charlies, Clark and Cleary, the two-man stock company from the stockyard. Beware, beware. Look out. It's Clark and Cleary.
Take care, beware, beware. Clark and Cleary are on the air.
We take you to the office of the Iceberg Finance Company, where we find Ira Stews, the president, in conference with his chief clerk.
You set for me, sir?
Yes, Judkins. I want you to start foreclosure proceedings at once on all properties that are delinquent and on which we hold mortgages up to $3,000.
But, sir, if you'll pardon me, sir, that will work a hardship on the poor folks that have only their equities left.
Well, Judkins, business is business.
Yes, sir, that's right, sir. Business is business. Oh, by the way, sir, there's a poor chap outside, sir, who says that he's lost his job, and he has five children that are hungry, and he's about to lose his home, and...
So, he's going to get tough, eh? Five children, eh?
Yes, sir, five children, and another one in escrow, sir.
Well, whose fault is that? Send him in. I might as well get this over with.
Very good, sir.
Come in, sir. Right this way, sir. This way, please, sir.
Well, come, speak up. What's your beef? What can I do for you?
Say, listen, pal. Don't scorn me if I stop you on the street. You're gazing at a man that's slowly dying on his feet.
I know. It's just the same old stall, or so it seems to you. But if conditions were reversed, I wonder what you'd do. I used to have a family. Yes, I had a wife and home and the cutest curly-headed kids I called my very own. We had a yard, a garden, too, a flower-speckled lane, and lived the way you do today. And then misfortune came. I lost my job. My home was sold to pay the debts I owed. And then my wife and babies, too, slipped down that lonely road that leads to nowhere. And they left me by myself with not a thing for company but the clock upon the shelf. Well, that's the way of life, I guess, or so the poets say. It's the irony of fate that made me what I am today. When poverty came in the door, then love was driven out. I lost the wife and babies, too, I was so wild about. I took the highway to the sea to seek oblivion there, to drown in wind-tossed, salty spray the fragrance of her hair. I'd lie awake sometimes at night and gaze up at the stars and pray God bless my wife and kids, no matter where they are. So I drifted on and on. From bad, I went to worse. Besotted, drunken, dirty bum touched by the devil's curse. And well, I must be getting on. Oh, you needn't scorn me so. You're comfortable and happy, too. But, pal, before I go, have pity on this wretched tramp. And hear me, sir, I pray. I'll gladly pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today.
You get out of here!
Well, that's the finish, and those two yeggs would put a finish to any program. There's nothing left to do but the theme song, and I call on the Varsity Three to screech it at you.
We're in the money. Come on, money. Let's spend it, let's spend it, rolling along.
Well, I'll pull down my roll-top desk, and the escrow department of Comedy Capers is closed for the day. This is Tom Post wishing you good luck till the next time, and remember, you can go into escrow with a bankroll and come out $8 short of a dime.